Brad Parscale blasts networks, Facebook after Trump immigration ad pulled. By Joshua Kaplan on November 5, 2018. Brad Parscale, 2020 campaign manager for President Trump, unloaded on NBC News and Facebook for removing a campaign advertisement about the migrant caravan heading to the U.S.-Mexico border just one day before the midterm election. In a tweet Monday afternoon, Parscale said the decision to ban the ad, including CNN's refusal to air it, shows the corporate giants have sided with illegal aliens over American citizens. Parscale blasted NBC News, CNN, and Facebook for taking action against the ad, tweeting, "So, at MCNews, at CNN, at Facebook have chosen to stand with those illegally in this country, instead of standing with legal immigrants and those that follow our laws. The hashtag fake news media and hashtag Palo Alto Mafia are trying to control what you see and how you think. Stop the caravan." NBC and the Fox News Channel both said Monday that they will stop airing President Trump's campaign advertisement that includes footage of Luis Bracamontes, a twice-deported immigrant from Mexico sentenced to death in California for killing two police officers. Earlier, CNN had rejected the same ad, declaring it racist. Fox pulled the ad Sunday upon further review, said Marianne Gambelli, president of the network's ad sales department. Fox did not immediately say how many times it aired on either Fox News Channel or the Fox Business Network. The advertisement aired on NBC's Sunday Night Football and MSNBC's Morning Show, and drew a heated online response. Facebook announced earlier today that the ad cannot receive paid distribution on social media giant's platform because it purportedly violates its policies against sensational content. In an email statement to Breitbart News, Facebook said of its decision to pull the ad from its paid distribution network, "This ad violates Facebook's advertising policy against sensational content, so we are rejecting it. While the video is allowed to be posted on Facebook, it cannot receive paid distribution. This ad violates Facebook's policies against sensational content. Ads must not contain shocking, sensational, disrespectful, or excessively violent content. This includes dehumanizing or denigrating entire groups of people and using frightening and exaggerated rumors of danger. Ads must not contain shocking, sensational, disrespectful, or excessively violent content. Examples: images that may shock or scare viewers. Images that are scary, gory, or sensational. Ads depicting violence or threats of violence." Over the weekend, Donald Trump Jr. ripped CNN for refusing to run the clip, saying, "I guess they only run fake news and won't talk about real threats that don't suit their agenda. Read DHS full statement on the caravan here. We continue to be concerned about individuals along the caravan route. In fact, over 270 individuals along the caravan route have criminal histories, including known gang membership. Those include a number of violent criminals. Examples include aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, sexual assault on a child, and assault on a female. Mexican officials have also publicly stated that criminal groups have infiltrated the caravan. We also continue to see individuals from over 20 countries in this flow from countries such as Somalia, India, Haiti, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. There is a large segment of this population that we know nothing about, and we must be prepared to defend our border and enforce our laws to protect the citizens of our country." In a recent interview with NPR, Mexican ambassador to the United States Geronimo Gutierrez stated some caravan members are very violent. "Unfortunately, some of the people in the caravan have been very violent against authority, even though they have offered the possibility of entering in compliance with immigration law and refugee status," Gutierrez said. Mexican Interior Minister Navarrete Prida confirmed criminal elements, including gang members, have infiltrated the ever-growing migrant caravan. "I have videos from Guatemala that show men dressed in identical clothing, sporting the same haircuts, handing out money to women to persuade them to move to the front of the caravan," the top Mexico official said. "We know, for a fact, that some members of the caravan threatened Mexican Migration Institute personnel, and we have images showing many of them preparing Molotov cocktails." The Associated Press contributed to this report.